While a comprehensive cybersecurity bill is one of the many things lawmakers couldn't agree on in the congressional session that's now drawing to a close, funding for the executive branch's own efforts to better secure federal agencies did draw bipartisan support. Both houses of Congress signed off on a so-called anomaly to the stopgap continuing resolution that will fund the rest of the federal government in order to pay for DHS's continuous diagnostics and mitigation program. The department will be able to use the $183 million set aside during the fiscal year that starts next Monday, and it expects to begin by awarding contracts to vendors who will install sensors capable of scanning for threats on IT systems across the federal government. John Strufer, the director of Homeland Security's National Cybersecurity Division, says the department has already given extensive briefings about the plan to industry and agencies, and interest has been strong.
There were 2 12-hour of discussions that had extended briefings of this type, followed by 3 3-hour webcasts in August, reaching about 800 different people, with a view to having all participants ready for the acquisitions that are about to come.
The next phase of solicitations in 2013 will let vendors compete to offer continuous monitoring as a service to federal agencies. Those offerings would be used to do real-time threat scanning of existing federal systems, but they'd also lay the foundation for part of the government's security strategy for cloud computing under the FedRAMP program. The new government-wide initiative is an extension of a successful continuous monitoring program Strufer led when he served as the State Department's Chief Information Security Officer. At State, he says cybersecurity leaders managed to lower their risk of cyber intrusions by a factor of 10 after working the problem for 11 months. He says he's now reconstituted most of that team at DHS to lead the government-wide effort.
These changes occurred across 24 time zones with no direct face-to-face contact, and it took about 15 full-time equivalents at USAID in 2003 to achieve a 66% reduction in 6 months. This is beginning over the past 10 years to become a pretty steady outcome. The most significant finding was that it leveraged a wider workforce. So the CISOs, who would distribute a mechanism of focusing attention on worst problems first, now instead of having a group of CNA writers, would have a group of 4,135 security professionals that were operating in concert, in unison.
While the $183 million of dedicated funding will help get the continuous monitoring program up and running in 2013, the long-term goal is to use money the government's already spending for IT security and redirect it in a much more efficient direction. The present-day setup requires auditors to manually assess an IT system and fill binders worth of paperwork certifying whether or not it meets the requirements spelled out in the Federal Information Security Management Act. Most systems get checked only once every 3 years, and what Strufer says is a time-consuming and very expensive process.
The annual expenditure on certification and accreditation studies done once in every 3 years was $440 million a year. Alan Poller and others have estimated that the proportion of the IT investment of $79.5 billion annually that is spent on the plan of action and milestones tracking requirement, often done manually in the government, is probably in the neighborhood of about $1.1 billion. I was with the budget analyst that is assigned to the DHS portfolio. He went through the A300 exhibits that all of the good government managers fill out, and he affirms that that number of about $1.5 billion annually on the Federal Information Security Management Act is about correct. There is about $7.5 billion, that's $1.5 billion a year times five, which is on the table, and to what degree can we have a good return on investment for it?
Once the government stops plowing money into infrequent check-the-box certification studies, the replacement will be an array of sensors that feed data about cybersecurity risk into a dashboard. In some agencies, those scans would happen every few days. In others, they'd be as frequent as every 20 minutes. DHS thinks that approach will let the government's in-the-trenches security experts focus on the threats that are biggest on any given day, and it'll let managers provide oversight and make sure their biggest vulnerabilities are being handled. The first phase of the program will focus on 5 of the 20 critical controls security managers need to pay attention to, as defined by the nonprofit SANS Institute.
Hardware asset management, software asset management, but now adding whitelisting for the purposes of containing the spear phishing. The fifth control, antivirus, is rolled into the performance work statement for software asset management. Then we add the expected vulnerability and management and configuration setting compliance to round out the sensors that will be in the first increment.
Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel has already directed that the continuous monitoring program be extended to cloud computing under FedRAMP, the government's new program for certifying the security of cloud service providers. In the cloud, Struffert says the concept will be similar. DHS and agencies will have access to a dashboard that shows data about the security controls in the clouds that host their data.
The most durable metaphor we've come here is kind of like OnStar. OnStar tells you whether the doors are locked, there's a check engine light, or the tires are low in pressure. The theory is that the combination of dashboard mitigation routines will point the attention of the internal staff. The division of labor is the DHS will work on the diagnostic reports. The mitigation will be done by the cabinet departments and agencies.
Struffert says cloud providers will have two options for implementing the continuous monitoring requirements. They can either hire a vendor under the existing federal contract for continuous monitoring as a service, or they can implement the security controls on their own based on requirements that DHS will publish. While continuous monitoring is a paradigm shift from the snapshot assessments many agencies currently perform, government IT leaders say it's far from being the only solution to cybersecurity.
If you just landed here from another planet, you would think that our entire strategy is about continuous monitoring now in the federal government.
That's Ron Ross, a fellow at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. He, Struffert, and many others say continuous monitoring is necessary, but it's not enough. Ross says the government also has to integrate its cyber experts into the teams that design and acquire technology so that systems are built securely to begin with.
But once we do get that stronger, more resilient infrastructure, then continuous monitoring provides a great vehicle to get near real-time information about the security status of our critical systems and the infrastructure that surrounds those systems.
Struffert says that won't happen overnight. But the payoff, both in better security and in lower cost, has already proven itself in various agencies.
If you compared the federal government to an ocean liner, it's probably not going to turn on a dime. We've been working on manual methods of control testing for about a 10-year period. We are really in the process of reorganizing. Instead of having each organization purchase its own sensors and go about their work, to try to organize purchasing offer contracts with stair-step pricing to get the appropriate economies of scale. In one cabinet department, the 80-some million dollars of software was reduced down to the $15 to $20 million range just for one cabinet department, and the belief that kind of strategic sourcing could occur wider across government if we organized in this manner is a factor in behind it.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.